This is Akashvani, the news read by Indu Chukwu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today emphasized the crucial role of the Indian diaspora in transforming the country into a developed nation by 2047. Addressing the gathering after inaugurating the 18th Pravasi Bharatiya Divas Convention at Bhubaneswar in Orissa, the Prime Minister praised the diaspora for its significant role in global development and for their contribution to India's growth story. Prime Minister Modi highlighted the role of Indian values in gaining global respect for the diaspora. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reflected, redefined India's relationship with its overseas communities, making them integral to the nation's global image and development. This was stated by Chairman of U.S.-India Community Foundation Dr. Bharat Barai in an article written in National Daily. Dr. Barai said events like Howdy Modi in Houston, Hala Modi in Kuwait and numerous others across continents have highlighted the Prime Minister's personal connection with non-resident Indians and persons of Indian origin. Aam Aadmi Party convener Arvind Kejriwal today asserted that the main contest during the Delhi Assembly elections is between AAP and the BJP. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Mr. Kejriwal said this is not the election of India bloc. He thanked the parties who are supporting AAP, saying that the TMC's Mamata Banerjee and Samajwadi Party's Akhilesh Yadav have supported the AAP. BJP President JP Nadda today held a meeting with the party's Delhi Election Management Committee. The meeting held in the national capital was to fine-tune the party's strategies for the assembly polls. It was attended by Delhi BJP Chief Virendra Sachdeva, party in charge by Jayant Jay Panda and other leaders. Preparations are in the final stages for the Mahakumbh, set to begin in the 13th of January in the temporary district of Mahakumbh Nagar in Uttar Pradesh. The banks of the rivers in the Sangam area have been meticulously prepared for the bathing rituals spanning an area of 12 kilometers. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath is scheduled to review the final preparations for the grand event in Prayagraj this evening. The Ministry of Home Affairs has requested all the states and union territories to organize a 100-day intensified campaign on tuberculosis elimination in prisons and correctional institutions as part of the central government's commitment to eliminating the disease from the country. In a letter, the ministry asked all the states and union territories to organize screening camps and display information, education and communication material in all the prisons. It also requested them to initiate the pledge shared by the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare from 27th January to 2nd of February. The ministry further urged the states and union territories to conduct awareness generation activities about tuberculosis for the staff of prisons and correctional institutions. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief over the loss of lives during a stampede at Tirupati in Andhra Pradesh. In a social media post, the president extended her condolences to the bereaved families and prayed for the speedy recovery of those injured. The state government is providing all possible assistance to those affected. In Assam, specialized Indian Navy divers continue their rescue efforts with advanced technology to evacuate at least 8 workers trapped at the coal mine in Umrangso in the Mahasau. Yesterday, the divers retrieved the body of a trapped coal miners from the flooded mine. On Monday, water entered the illegal Red Hole coal mine with the water level reaching up to 100 feet. In tennis, India's Yuki Bambri and his French partner Albano Olivetti defeated the third-seeded British duo of Lloyd Glasspool and Julian Cash to reach the men's doubles semifinals of the ASB Classic at Auckland in New Zealand today. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.